Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 14, we will find these words. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Forgiveness means dismissing a debt owed to you. When you receive forgiveness from God, all your debts were canceled. And when you grant forgiveness, you release your offender from any requirements for payment. So forgiveness is not something you do for someone else. It's something you do for yourself. Forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook. Instead, it frees you. Forgiveness is not based on how you feel at any given moment, but rather on the fact that we are commanded by God to forgive. It is not an emotion, but rather an act of your will. What does it take to forgive? It's simply you making the decision to do so. On my program last Sunday, I ended by saying that we must learn to forgive ourselves. Surely, if you forgive and pray for your enemy, you can forgive yourself. But as I prayed and asked God for insight into self-forgiveness, I learned that forgiving yourself is not specifically addressed in the Bible, but there are some principles regarding forgiveness that can be applied to you and to your life. For example, when God forgives us, the Bible states in Jeremiah 31:34 that He remembers our sins no more. The Bible says, "For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sins I will remember no more." This does not mean that our all-knowing God forgets, but rather, because He forgives us, He chooses not to hold our sins against us. Peter said in Acts 10:34, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." If we apply the no partiality rule to the issues of forgiveness, it means that God does not choose to forgive one person and not another. He forgives everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. And when we apply His no partiality standard to ourselves, it means that it is just as important to believe that you are completely forgiven as it is to forgive another person. Forgiving yourself is simply letting go of what you are holding against yourself so that you can move to a higher relationship, a higher level with God. If God has moved on, then why shouldn't you do the same thing? Philippians 4:9 tells us that things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the peace of God will be with you. That means that we are to put into practice those things that we have learned from God's word. We must not only be hearers of God's word, but doers of God's word. To continue to rehearse in your thoughts the events of your transgression goes against Philippians 4:8, where God tells us to let our minds dwell on things that are true, and whatsoever things are noble, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely and of a good report. The Bible says, if there is any virtue or goodness, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate or think on these things. The energy that it takes to harbor anger, hatred,